I'm gonna have beautiful dinner last night.
Oh, nice.
I felt like pasta.
Okay.
I really felt like what do they call it? A carbonara?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was the veal bacon, mushroom from what I understood, and just gorgeous pasta. And the place where I went, unbelievable. Like, their pasta is the best. I don't want to name them. So I sat down and I said to the guy, hey, can I just get can I get the carbonara? But can you just add mushroom to it? Because their one didn't have mushroom.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I think carbonara is meant to have mushroom in it.
They
anyway.
Put truffle. I don't like truffle. I said, can you put the mushroom on it for me, man, please? And she said, no, sorry, we can't do that. I said, mm-hmm. Why? Oh, we don't go off the menu. We it's only what's on the menu.
Oh.
And I said, I totally get that. But I just want to have mushroom in it. And usually carbonara has mushroom.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I understand. So we do get this complaint many times, but we have to stick to the branding of this restaurant, which is a chain that comes from another country. And I went, oh my gosh, can I get your manager? Because that's me. That's my line.
Okay.
You know what that means.
Manager came out. Totally, like, service was amazing. And they responded really well.
Okay.
We totally feel what you're saying, but we just can't do it.
Hmm.
So I said, okay, can I order a side of mushrooms? Yeah, you can. So they brought me my pasta.
Did they take the truffle off?
Yeah, they took the truffle off, which is cool.
Okay.
And they brought me the side of mushrooms. And so when they delivered it to me, I said, hey, look at this. And I just put the plate and I put the mushrooms on top of the pasta. And then I mixed it all together. And I said,
voila.
I said, that's all I wanted. You know, and they charged me separately for the mushroom.
What?
Yeah. So was I in the wrong? Was that me? Was I being, am I, because I was with my partner.
Brianna, yeah.
And I,
what up?
Before I asked for the manager, because I do this sometimes, the whole ordeal took 10 minutes before then we placed the order, and she wasn't happy about that. But was I in the wrong? Am I the only one that wants to, you know?
I think you went in the wrong for asking them to do what they were doing, but when the waiter came over and you looked him dead in the eye and said, watch this, and then tipped the mushrooms into the plate and stared it up in his face, that might have took it a little bit too far.
But if I own a restaurant, which I may want to do it one day, I will always make sure that the customer, like if you're my customer,
so it was right.
Whatever you want, I will make for you.
That's what the idea is supposed to
Hold
be,
on.
Right?
Did Happy you just customers. Say, sorry to interrupt there, Sheena. Did you say whatever you want, I'll make for you?
As long as it's around. Remember we had this conversation with Gordon Ramsay.
Yep.
And I asked Gordon Ramsay the same question. And he said, well, if they have the ingredients, you make it. Because unless you're a five-star restaurant that's got this set menu there where you're, you know, you make it.
The only thing I get afraid of when asking people those things is wondering what they're going to do
in
to
the
my
kitchen
food before they bring it back out.
I totally thought that, but I was really respectful and everything.
Until the food came.
Yeah, when it was there, I was like, I don't need to be respectful anymore.
I left, and they were really cute. They came and brought me in a dessert for free.
Aww.
So when I left, they gave me a free dessert, and I was like, I ate it.